Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual income into your monthly income. I'm your host, Ursula Minchus. Super excited to be hanging out with you today. You might be able to, I don't know if you can see this or not, but I have, like, I mean, if you're watching it on YouTube or somewhere where you can see the video, I have a vest on complete with a hood. It's super warm because it's like, I don't know, like 14 below or something outside here in Minnesota. I heard from my father-in-law yesterday, it was like, I think like 30 below or something crazy in Williston, North Dakota, where he lives. It's pretty cold. Yeah. And, you know, we're starting to look like, I just feel like by the middle of winter, you know, I start to have that Minnesota no glow look. Like I might be glowing, but from being so pale, but, this is, you know, this time of year just is not a great time. Like where it's like the doldrums of winter. So super below zero. A lot of schools are closed today. My kiddo happened to have the day off, President's Day, 4-day weekend. I don't remember getting that when I was in, there was no 4-day weekend for President's Day that I remember. So anyway, hanging out with you here today. So today, you just get me a little solo show, a little hanging out. And we're talking about the number one reason people buy from you. The number one reason people buy from you. And I'm super excited to talk about this because it has come up in so many conversations this week, not only with clients, but prospective clients. It's, you know, people, I've just been on a lot of podcast interviews lately and people have been asking me about this and wanting to talk about it. And this is the missing piece. So that's what I want to talk about. And I really want to give you the opportunity to embody, really truly embody this missing piece and kind of understand, like, what does it mean to embody this missing piece? Why is it so important? I know I haven't said the piece. You're like, what's the piece? I haven't said the piece yet, right? I want you to listen. I want you to stick with me for a little bit. I don't want you to tune out. We're going to build toward this because I really want you to get it, to get this at a deep level. Because when you get it at a deep level, it has a, it's the thing that nobody teaches, and yet it's the thing that has a massive ripple effect and impact on your sales, on your business, really on everything. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And a couple of housekeeping kind of cool things that are coming up. April 3rd, I'm going to be hosting the very first in-person, like, you know, feet on the ground event in Minnesota since the pandemic, right? And part of the reason is that, you know, when the pandemic hit, we went virtual like this. We went virtual with all the things we were doing, which was great in the sense of we were now serving clients all over the world, you know, internet. We have clients in Australia and New Zealand and Canada and kind of all over. And having a virtual opportunity to connect with people through technology has been phenomenal. And the flip side, and it was great. Like one of the upsides, we'll all agree, you know, one of the upsides of the pandemic was being really able to hide and hibernate for a little while. At least it was good for me. And over the last year, I've been called out to do more things, not called out, but I've been invited to do more things, called out of my shell. I don't know. Invited to do more things in the in-person world. And I know some of you extroverted, super extroverted people never stopped. And I get that. And I see you and I recognize you. I'm more of an ambivert, kind of a little bit introverted, a little bit extroverted. And so anyway, that, you know, the break was fine. And now we decided to come back. So it's a new iteration of Sales Camp. The sales camp we used to do was a 2-day course in person, and this is literally a half day. So half of this event is going to be virtual. And then the half of the day when we're together in person, we're going to focus on making real phone calls, making real reach outs, emails, whatever it is, to set appointments with your ideal clients. I mean, there's a lot of people who want to know how to do that. And my dream was always to do it in person together. So we're going to be bringing back some vets. There's going to be some veterans there, not military veterans, veterans, although there might be. We'd love to have you if you are a military veteran who has a business. It'll be some of our longtime clients coming back to play in this space. And I'm partnering on this and collaborating with Tina Pettis. She's been a client of ours. She's been to sales camp many times. She holds the record of 11 appointments in 30 minutes, which turned into $70,000 in business for her. So she's going to come back. We're collaborating. We're hosting this together at an incredible location in Wisconsin. And all the details, which is like 35 minutes from downtown. It's this beautiful renovated chapel, actually. And it's just gorgeous inside near Ellsworth. So all the details are in the show notes. And I know for us Minnesotans, when we say Wisconsin, we think it's like 4 hours away. It's not. It's 35 minutes from downtown Minneapolis. So you can do the math from wherever you are. And I know there's some people who are thinking about traveling even farther. So totally up to you if you want to come and join us. We made it a super no-brainer price because we just want to gather. We just want to bring people together. We do have real costs. We're feeding you. There's training. There's, you know, like all the things. We're going to have a nice lunch together. There'll be breakfast, coffee, tea, all that kind of stuff. So in the show notes, April 3rd, come out and play with us. We'd love to see you. And what I'm talking about today really does tie into what is covered at sales camp and like a part of it. But what I'm going to share with you today is kind of a key element of everything in your sales, everything in your business that helps you grow your success. You're like, okay, there's already like, what is it? So I set this up a little bit more. So I want you to think about the last time you hired like a home contractor, or, you know, if you don't have, like maybe you rent, that's fine. You probably still have hired somebody, you know, a service-based business to come in and fix something in your apartment, your home. So just think about that for a moment, right? And not something that was like a dire emergency, right? Because like a plumbing issue to me is probably an emergency. And you're going to Google that. You're probably still going to go with the person who has 5-star reviews and looks pretty good and has some good testimonials, right? You're going to probably go with them, but you're not going to like overthink it. Okay. Cause it's an emergency. So not an emergency situation, but a situation that you've had in the past where you wanted to make sure that person was qualified and could complete whatever it is you needed to get done. So just take a moment to think like, when's the last time you heard somebody that did that? Okay. And I'll give you an example. We renovated our house. We've renovated a lot of houses, but the most recent home that we're living in Minnesota, we renovated back in 2016. And we knew when we purchased the home that it was going to require quite a bit of renovation just to get it to like to modernize it because it was about 30 years old. And so we knew that, right? And I like to go, I'm big on the rule of three. I like to get 3 estimates. A lot of people do that. I'm probably trained to do that from the corporate world. We always used, like, it was kind of a requirement for procurement, right? We needed 3 estimates. So I still do that. And my husband and I were doing a lot of research. You know, we looked at people's websites. We looked at, their reviews, if they had them, if they were in Yelp or Google or wherever we could find them. You Google them. You look it up. There's a lot of information on the internet that's going to tell you a lot of things, right? And they kind of sift through. I mean, when you never want someone who has all 5-star reviews because it's not believable. Like if someone has 10, I mean, I'm just saying it doesn't mean they're not real. I'm just saying like your brain is kind of like calculating. Like you're kind of happy if someone like has one sort of bad review, but you can go in and see that the vendor went in and like commented, so sorry about that. Here's what we did to take care of it, right? Like that kind of makes you feel good. And so you're looking at all those things. So I went out and we got 3 quotes I found three vendors, I should say. And then we met with all three of them. And then we got quotes from all three, right? Quotes meaning how much they were going to charge us to do the work. Now, it wasn't, for most of you, it's not, right? It wasn't purely a financial decision. It was like, I wasn't like, oh, here's the cheapest one. There were, one was quite a bit higher, and then the other two were about the same. And what was interesting is the one that was super high definitely didn't impress me at all with the quote or what they put together. And then the other two were just kind of very close. So I almost was able to eliminate the first one, the most expensive one, right away, because I was like, you're expensive and I'm not impressed with anything I'm looking at. The end. Okay. So the other two. So then I was looking at the other two and we decided that we would meet with both of them because we wanted to like then get to know them, right? Like, I want to know you. I want to know a few things. Okay. And this is where we're starting. I'm starting to get into like what is the number one reason people buy from you? What is it? Because often I think in sales, we think it's something tangible. We think it's like the proposal that we put forward. We think it's our website. We think it's our Yelp reviews. We think it's, you know, if you have a physical location, how the physical location looks. We think it's how we look, how we are, how we show up. Like, we put a lot of value on the physical aspects of what we can see and what we think our prospect is seeing when they look at us or they decide whether or not they're going to work with us, right? We put a lot of value on that. And I would say that's all important. It's all very important, right? Our teachers weren't wrong back in the day when they used to say, you got to put your best foot forward, right? Put your best foot forward. And I want you to do that on everything you do, right? I want your website to be as good as you can make it. I want your reviews to be like, to be asking for those, right? To get endorsements and hopefully they're as good as they can be. I want your, the text on your website, the copy, your marketing, your social media. I want it all to be as good as it can be, right? Put your best foot forward. That's all very important, but it's not the number one reason most people will buy from you. It's just not. And you'll know this, you'll get this in a second because we all do this. We all do it all the time. Okay. So as we sat down with and kind of got to know the people, the contractors, and started chatting with them, you could kind of see like who we were gelling with, who we weren't really gelling with. Like, did it feel kind of transactional? Did it feel kind of, you know, like they were really interested in our business, right? You start to listen for those things. And as I'm saying this, I'm saying it because this is exactly what your prospects are gathering when they talk to you as well. Okay. They're gathering whether or not you're listening to them. They're gathering whether or not they feel connected to you. They're gathering whether or not you're just another transaction to them. Is this just like transactional? Or do you actually care and want to earn their business? I was listening to my mentor, Brian Tracy, recently. I mean, just Brian Tracy is just an incredible person. I had the opportunity to work with him in a coaching group years ago. And what I really appreciated about Brian is that he was the same person in the small group with us as he was in front of an audience of thousands, as he was one-on-one. Like, just really cared about people. He knew how to show it, and he taught that too. He always said, like, you know, think about how you treat everybody, not just the people you think you want to do business with, right? Not just your colleagues. And I see this happen a lot. And it's very transactional in its feel, where you can see when somebody's working a room, they're just looking for their ideal clients. They're not willing to just have a conversation with anybody, right? Like, they want to only talk to this person or only talk to this person, or I'm here for just this one thing. And it's like, if that's what you're doing, it's probably one of the reasons your business isn't where you want it to be. And that's not to say, like, on the DISC assessment, if someone's a high D, a high driver, and like, they're just so good at just driving, that's all they do all day long, they probably have to talk to more people. They might be more transactional. They could still be successful because they also still have a thread of what I'm going to talk about in what they're doing. Okay. But if it's transactional to the point where people just feel like you don't care, you're just talking to them to talk to them, not a good fit. It's not a good thing, right? They're not going to buy from you. So going back to this example, you know, my husband and I were assessing these two contractors, like, how does it feel? Like, are they going to be easy to work with? Are they listening to us? Like, what's it like? So there was the in-person meeting. Okay. And then they left, right? And there was then everything that happened after that, which this is the other piece that people miss, right? There's the actual beforehand where people look at all your marketing and they look, you know, they Google you and they do their research. They meet with you. Okay. And then there's the after where they're wanting to see what you're like afterwards. In other words, do you follow up? And if so, how do you follow up? How do you stay in connection with them, right? Because if you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know that 85% of sales close on or after the fifth follow-up. That's a lot of follow-ups that most people aren't willing to do. In fact, stats tell us only 10% of the population. That's where I get back to that guy or woman who's like the high D, man or woman who's that high D and who's like, follow up. They follow up more than most people. That's where their numbers pay off. They may not demonstrate the connection as much, but they will crush us all day long. And I can be a high D when it comes to following up too. Crush us all day long in the follow up because they'll never give up because they don't make it about themselves. They don't make it personal. They're not worried about that. They don't care about that. It's not a big deal. They're here to help you. Okay. And yet there's still a piece in that I still haven't said it out loud. We're 16 minutes in. And I still haven't said it out loud, right? Because I really want you to think about it. Why do you think people really buy from you? Like, what is it? What is that? What we'll call like a trigger point or the thing that pushes people over the edge? Why did I choose vendor one over vendor two, contractor one over contractor two? Why? And I'll tell you why. We finally went with, they're priced about the same. I would say the one that we went with was a little more expensive. In the end, way more expensive. Like when I look back, I'm like, oh my gosh, we spent way more than we thought. It's probably just any contracting situation, right? You end up spending more, especially a home renovation. We went with them because I and my husband, we were confident. I was 100% confident. I was super confident that they could achieve the vision that we had, that they could reach the goals that we had, that thing which we had told them that we wanted and we'd expressed to them what we wanted and they had shown us on the proposal that they could indeed accomplish what we wanted. I was 100% confident that they could do it, 100%. And I also was 100% confident that if they messed up, that they would fix it based on some of the things they shared with me and based on like some of the things that I asked them. By the end, I made the decision to go with them because I was 100% confident that they were 100% confident that they could get the end result that we wanted. Are you following me, right? So often will you say, and I say this, right? People buy confidence. Your prospects buy from you because they're confident that you could solve their problem or meet their need. And here's the thing that we don't talk about is that confidence transfers. And this is why people buy from you. And this is what I want you to get at a deep level today. Okay. The trigger point for someone saying yes to you is 100% confidence that you can do the thing that you say you can do or that your company says it can do. Okay. Once I'm 100% confident and I need the thing and I want the thing that you have, once I'm 100% confident, I'm like, yeah, this is it. And I feel good about the decision, right? Because then it becomes emotional, right? Confidence is emotional. It's about how I feel. I feel confident. Once I feel confident, that kind of like, it has this like ripple effect outward. And there's this exchange of confidence. Once that confidence is exchanged, if they truly do want what you have, they're going to be a yes. Okay. If you're thinking, oh, I thought it was something else, or I hope it was this other thing. It's not. Like, people buy from you because they're confident that you're confident. They're confident. Think about who you buy from, right? You buy from companies that you're confident in, right? They're, and it's probably because of their confidence that you're confident. I mean, even thinking about, like, think about your favorite soap, for example. Maybe it's a facial soap that you use that you love, or it's a body soap that you love, right? You're so confident and you even love it so much, you tell people about it, right? That's how confidence transfers. That's how confidence has this like ripple effect out into the world. And so then you can ask yourself, right? You can ask yourself, am I exuding confidence when I make that sales call? Am I exuding confidence when I send that email to my prospective client? Am I exuding confidence when I'm speaking from the stage about this thing that I teach? Am I exuding confidence when I lead that workshop? Am I exuding confidence when I talk to, when I'm on a video or on my podcast? Am I exuding confidence on social media? Am I exuding confidence? And right now, some of you are like, no, no, Ursula. No, I am not exuding confidence. Thank you very much. And, you know, now you're mad at me and you're throwing things at me, and it's okay. I get it, because I wasn't always confident either. And there are days now when I'm not confident in certain situations when things come up. What I am sharing with you, though, is that the more you can exude confidence when you're meeting with a prospective client or you're in front of a group of your ideal clients, right? The more you can exude confidence, the more likely it is that there will be this transfer of confidence, which leads them to buying from you. Now, for some of you, if you have an online business, this is the same, right? You might have videos, you might have marketing text, you might have YouTube ads or something that sell your product or service, and it has to exude confidence, right? For that transfer to happen. Like, they have to become, I remember thinking, like, you know, when we all stopped watching TV all the time and, you know, regular series TV, and things have shifted so much to now we all have streaming, right? You can stream anything you want anywhere. And there's commercials now, and there's even commercials, right? Like, we get nailed with commercials all the time when we're watching a short video in an article. So if you're looking at the news and you hit, oh, and like, I want to read about this thing that just happened. Okay. But you need to watch a couple ads first. Okay. Well, now I'm noticing like where I get sucked in, right? But even the ads, if the ads don't exude some sort of confidence and grab your attention with that, you're not going to watch the ad. You're going to like click off, or you're going to be like, oh, good, skip ad. But if there's an ad that's like confident and excited and like bringing this energy to you, you're going to be like, right? You're going to be drawn in. I mean, how many times? Think about it. How many times have you like kind of paused for a second and actually watched the entire ad because there was something about it? There was something about it. Okay. So to summarize, people buy from you because you're confident, and that transfers. So then they're confident that you can solve their problem or meet their need. Confidence comes through experience, right? The more you do something, the more confident you become. Confidence happens when your clients give you testimonials and they show you like they're getting the results that you want, or that they want, or that you want for them, right? Then you have more confidence. Confidence comes the longer you do something, right? Confidence comes over time. So if you're not feeling 100% confident in the second, it's okay. But I do invite you to think about those areas in your business that you are confident, because when you can focus on those and start to expand them, that kind of like overflows, not kind of, that does, it overflows into other areas of your business and other areas of your life, which leads to and breeds more confidence. So that's what I'm looking for. And let me be clear, confidence is not arrogance. Right? It's not like, oh, I'm so great. Look at me. That's not what this is. This is you being sure, you being certain in your gut that what you do, right, can really solve someone's problem and meet their need. And it's not about talking through the whole sales conversation. It's about listening. In fact, to me, great salespeople or business people who are selling show the greatest confidence when they hold space and actively have eye contact and listen to what their prospect is saying and just hold that space and like they're in it, right? Like that's confidence. That's confidence. We buy from people because we know they can solve our problem or meet our need. That's why. And when that confidence transfers, they're a yes. So my invitation for you is to just start to notice, like, in what areas do I feel confident in my business? In what areas do I feel like I need a little bit of tweaking, maybe a little bit of help, a little bit of support? Where can I grow in my confidence? And you can also notice this too, where sales start to fall apart in a sales conversation, right? It's probably where you start to come out of confidence. And so a quick way to move back into confidence is to ask open-ended questions and just listen. Just listen. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I hope this was helpful. If it's helpful and you feel compelled to leave a review, I would love it. It helps other people learn about the show. And we want to, you know, my goal is to help people have as much confidence as you can so you can go out and sell as much of your product or service as possible and have that ripple effect in the world. That's my wish for you. That's why I do this, right? Because when I hear from you and I know this made a difference in your confidence and the way you see yourself and your ability to close more sales and help more people, that's the ripple effect. Yeah. And just remember, April 3rd, we're hanging out in person. If you want to come out and connect in person, I'd love to meet you. I'd love to connect in person. It's going to be a phenomenal day and it's going to be great training. There's also going to be power networking. I can tell you this. I've heard over the years that a lot of people have met at our events, especially at sales camp for whatever reason, probably because of what we do in there and how we connect. And just, it's very, there's just lots of opportunities to get to know people. We have two people who became best friends and took their families to Italy together. I've just heard of stories like that. So you never know who's going to be there. And we'd love to have you come out and join us. So all that is in the show notes. Thanks for hanging out with us today, everybody. Make this your most confident and epic month yet. See you soon.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.